Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Tim M. from Campbell. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Tim, and I am an alcoholic.
Please bear with me. It's kind of hard to follow that.
My story, I took my first drink when I was 10 years old. And it just progressed from there. I went all the way through, elementary school with little bits of drinks here and there, sipping off the bottom of the last of the glass at your parents' gatherings and, catching a cigarette butt every now and again. But it just progressed to that. I drank all the way through junior. Thank you. It didn't stop there. I drank all the way through junior high school and into high school. I'm also dual diagnosed. I don't want to offend anybody, but alcohol wasn't the only thing I've done. Because my disease progressed rapidly and I needed more. I drank all the way through high school. I didn't graduate because the party wasn't at school anymore, and I couldn't get myself to go. Drinking and using became an everyday thing for me. Every day, all day. I'm trying not to rush through this. Okay, thank you. I started having children at an early age. For the longest time, I thought I was a functioning alcoholic. I coached in the league. I was part of the PTA. I kept my disease hidden pretty well. But I always seemed to, I always needed to have more. It led into, two divorces, four children, three different baby mamas, just probably by the response, I can tell I'm not the only one out here. It just seemed to progress. It ran my life for 30 plus years. I didn't want to, being a man, I didn't want to admit that I had a problem. Somebody told me, first thing, the hardest thing you'll ever have to do is admit that you have a problem. Well, I jumped all over that. I said, all right, I've got a problem. But I didn't want to admit I needed help. I too went through the ranch. Before that, I tried the moving, changing locations, tried the only drinking on the weekend thing. And, my weekend started on Monday and didn't end until the following Monday. I tried to justify it all through little things. I'm not drinking at work or I'm only drinking beer this week. Or maybe just a little bit of wine. But that wasn't enough. I had a lot of denial. I had a lot of character defects, and I had a lot of behavioral problems, that needed to be addressed.
But I was a man, and I didn't want to admit I had them problems. I started coming in these rooms in 2004, and I swear when I walked in the room, I thought, there's no way everybody in here is sober, because you can't have this much fun being sober. So, you know, I tested the waters. It took 4 years of coming in these rooms drunk or loaded and the one thing everybody always said is keep coming back. And I did. I ended up catching a case in 2003. That's what led me to these rooms and I beat the case, and I thought, all right. And I went right back out to getting drunk and loaded again. And, like 20 minutes out of jail. But I caught another case in 2007. And I was involved with CPS. And I actually had my child ripped out of my arms on the side of the freeway. And that was my rock bottom. I have kids that range from the age of 25 to the age of 6, the two oldest ones in prison. But when they ripped my baby out of my arms, that was my rock bottom. I went to jail, and for the first 9 days, didn't have a clue where they were. When I got out of jail, I was pre-trial, so I was mandated to do meetings every day, and that's when I found the Freedom Ranch. And the quality staff that they had there, you know, kept inspiring me to come back, and I did. And I basically camped out under the oak trees over by the picnic table trying to get into the ranch. And, the fellow that was running the ranch, we won't mention any names, kept saying, oh, three more weeks. Don't drink, don't use, keep calling. And the day I called, and he said, all right, I've got a bed available for you. I said, I've got sentencing today. He said, here's my card. Take this with you. No problem. Well, they put me back in jail. Yeah, after I handed them a card, they said, no, you're going back to jail. So I went and did another 26 days in jail, and he said, I'll hold your bed while you're in. And I came out of jail, and I thought I was going to get picked up by the Freedom Ranch, but, you know, I got picked up by my mother. God bless mothers, you know. But I went back to the ranch, and I talked to this person. They said, oh, I had to give your bed up. Waiting list is 3 weeks. It always seems like it's 3 weeks. So I went back on there, and I didn't drink. I didn't use. I went to meetings every single day. I practically lived at the ranch, and I got in. And 7 days after I was there, CPS came and told me this is not an approved program, and it killed me. The first thing I wanted to do was go get loaded. And thankfully, I still had the ranch, and I came back all that weekend, and I ended up at Crash. And it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. That was in February of 2008. I have since completed that program. Today I have 1,521 days sober. And due to the program, not only this one but others, and to the quality people I've met in these rooms. And you know what? I'm a firm believer in you don't have to be loaded or drunk to have a good time. And it's thanks to people like you. I now have a steady job, a nice house, a beautiful family. My better half has also got 1,521 days sober. It's her belly button birthday today. But we're doing this together, separately. Because my program, I guarantee you, will get her messed up. My program would probably get Larry Lay messed up. I love you, brother. But
this can be done. And I'm grateful today. I've got a lot of gratitude. I've humbled myself, and I'm proud to say that, you know, I'm a vital impact on today's society, and I'm blessed. So has anybody told you that they love you today? I truly love each and every one of you that are in here, whether we know each other personally or not, because today you're helping me save my life. And I'm honored that you let me come down here and share a little bit of my story with you. You know, this can be done through prayer, through a loving higher power, and through camaraderie. You know, and thank you all.
Thank you for sharing.